Well, good morning, ACN. This is Regional Vice President Angela Solomon, and it is my absolute pleasure and privilege to spend time with you on this morning's Mojo Call. With Valentine's Day being yesterday, I thought it would be appropriate for the topic of this morning's Mojo Call to be love. More specifically, about you and love. To be even more clear, this call is about what you would love for your life. Love is a basic human need. It can elicit feelings of warmth, desire, longing, and connection. The word love itself is magical and expansive. At the end of each year, a lot of us set goals for ourselves in preparation for the new year. Some of us think about our goals. Some of us write them down. Some of us create vision boards. There may be those super achievers among us who do all of these things to increase the likelihood of attaining their goals. When you set goals for yourself, how do you decide what you want to accomplish? Conventional teaching about goal setting is very task-oriented. First, you think about what you want to be, do, or have. One might set a goal to purchase a new home or to make more money or to reach a certain position in ACN. Last year, I was introduced to a new method of goal setting. Instead of asking, what do I want to be, do, or have, the question we ask is even more expansive and exciting. The question we now ask is, what would I love? Just the mere use of the word love can stir up excitement and energy as you think about what you would love your life to be like in the next 1, 3, or 5 years. Thinking about what you would love connects emotions to your vision. When emotions are tied to desires, woo! There's so much power infused in your efforts toward accomplishment. Asking yourself what you would love is also likely to elevate a generic, I want a new home, to a more descriptive, I would love a new 5-bedroom home with an open floor plan and a huge kitchen and family room area for entertaining family and friends, overlooking the lake with a huge, beautifully landscaped backyard leading to an infinity pool and a dock for my luxury 42-foot boat. You get the picture? Ask, take action, believe, and you shall receive. Visualizing what you would love with details and specificity and actually feeling what it would be like when you achieve it is a formula for manifesting your heart's desire. If you've been vision boarding, writing your goals down, and basically doing all the things, and you're not experiencing reaching your goals at the level and speed you would love, try starting with love. What you would love. After this call, take a moment to really think about what you would love to accomplish this year. Describe what it looks like and feels like with specificity. What does your dream home look like? How do you feel when your name is called to walk up the stairs to the stage to be acknowledged for your accomplishments in ACN? Exactly how much more money are you going to make? Exactly how many people are you going to help? I've learned over the years that we have to be specific with the desires of our hearts. We have to speak it into existence and act as if it's already been done. Speaking of Love Day yesterday, Oren and I were on a virtual Valentine's Day couples date night this past weekend. Every couple participating was given the opportunity to tell their love story in 2 minutes. When it was our turn, I told how we met in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at an ACN business opportunity meeting. I was sitting in the second row next to an older gentleman who I had met at a previous social event. At the end of Oren's briefing, his presentation, the older gentleman tells me that I should meet Oren because he's a nice guy. He then shows me how to slip Oren my business card as I shake his hand. He actually practices the handshake with me. Then, He watches me as I wait in line for my turn to personally meet the speaker, team coordinator, Mr. Oren Solomon. Right before the person in front of me walks away, I look back at the gentleman, or should I say, my coach, and he gives me the final nudge, a head nod, as if to say, go on now, do what we practice. I tell Mr. Solomon I enjoyed the BOM, I flip him the business card, and I give him a smile and agree to attend the training the next day. Fast forward 3 months, we were dating pretty seriously. We were in a long-distance relationship as I was living in Minnesota and he was living in Maryland. We saw each other every 2 weeks. We took turns flying to each other's cities. One day, I decided that Oren needed me in his life forever and vice versa, so I asked for what I wanted. I said, when am I getting my ring? On our next visit, we began shopping for engagement rings. 6 months and 2 weeks after our first date, he asked me to marry him, and I said yes. People said, that's so fast. You don't even know each other. Mr. Solomon, you need a prenup. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, people. Oren and I are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary this June, and I still, to this day, enjoy every single ACN BOM that he does. It never gets old. Do you think I would have been engaged to Oren in 6 months if I had not asked when I would be getting my ring? Probably not. There is a backstory to how all of this really unfolded. I had just finished reading a book called In Search of Satisfaction by J. California Cooper. The book inspired me to reflect on what would be my satisfaction, which, unbeknownst to me then, was really me asking myself, what would I love? My 24-year-old self detailed with specificity the life I wanted, which included a husband with orange traits. Clearly, I was a woman who knew what I wanted, so when he showed up, I was ready. This is the beauty in knowing what you would love. I just didn't want a husband. Any old guy could have shown up. My vision was clear, detailed, and specific, which made him easy to recognize. God, the universe, your higher power can't give you what you love if you don't know what you love. Being wishy-washy and vague about your dreams doesn't help you, and not believing that you can really truly get exactly what you love is completely self-defeating. You must believe. Once out of doubt, you're out. Motivational guru Brian Tracy says, you're a living magnet. What you attract in your life is in harmony with your dominant thoughts. Let me remind you today that you absolutely have the power to attract everything you would love to have, experience, and enjoy in your life. If you're on this call today, you've already successfully manifested a vehicle to help you take care of the money side of things, your ACN business. What else would you love? Make your heart's desire specific and detailed. Feel the emotions of already living the life you love. And keep your vision for your life top of mind or in harmony with your dominant thoughts, as Mr. Tracy suggests. I hope you manifest your wildest dreams and experience an extra helping of love, happiness, and joy in 2022. After these past 2 years, we all could use some extra blessings this year. Am I right? Take a moment when this call is over to answer this question. What would you love? Don't hold back. Your wildest, most vivid dreams and goals are not only welcomed, but encouraged. How does it feel? Notice how energized and hopeful you feel about the future. Just feeling excited to dream again will ignite your passion and launch you into taking action toward making your vibrant thoughts a reality. I hope this call helps you create a life and business you love. Have the best day.